This is an All Ears English podcast. Honestly, it's best to be upfront in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes in a conversation, both parties realize that it's time to drop the facade and tell the truth. Today, get 5 ways to do it in English for the best possible human connection. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. We've talked about this question before, but I can't remember. Do you like olives? Honestly, do you like them?
Honestly, yeah, actually, I love olives. I can't say anything else other than I love them.
Yes.
I think you really don't like them. Is that right?
Right. And I remember we had a great listener recommend certain olives for me to try. I have not tried them yet because I'm too
scared. Oh, no.
I don't know. I just haven't
too
done
scared.
Any. I don't want to say too scared
there
because that's
many...
ridiculous, but yeah.
Is it the saltiness, Michelle, or is it the like, the consistency? What is it with olives that you struggle
with? I don't know. It's the aftertaste, I think. Because I like salty. Oh. I love salty things. I like pickle. I love pickles.
Interesting.
But,
okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's something. It's the, there's like a twang after the salt. It's that there's some sort of disgusting thing that happens after the initial salt that I don't like.
Okay, got it. It's just a flavor you don't like. Fair
yeah,
enough.
Exactly. No offense. So today we are going to answer a listener question about the word honestly, right? Because I asked you, do you like olives honestly?
Yeah.
And that was something that I added on. I could have just said, do you like olives?
Yeah,
for sure. We'll talk about that today. Before we do, though, head over. Last week we did a podcast, Can't Stand Mayo, plus the best deli in New York City. So
yes.
Mayo and olives, those are kind of two polarizing foods.
They are.
Yeah, you love them or you hate them. And yeah, so go ahead and listen to that episode.
And I bet our listeners also want to know, Michelle, what is the best deli in New York City? I mean, that's a hot topic right there. So guys, go over and listen to that podcast, that episode over there from last week. Guys, don't forget to also hit follow right here on the All Ears English podcast, because today is Saturday, Michelle, and we are now publishing episodes on Saturdays so we can be your weekend companion as well as during the week. So right?
Yes, I know, because a lot of you say that you listen to us on your commute. So I'm hoping that you guys are listening to us now. Maybe you're having breakfast in bed. Maybe you're taking a nice stroll in the park. So it's kind of a different way to listen, actually.
Saturdays are the best, Michelle. I always treat myself to a cappuccino on the weekends and take my dog for a walk in the park, and everything just kind of slows down, which is so nice, isn't it?
The best. Yes, actually, my son recently, he started realizing how much he loves the weekend. And he said the other day, he said, why is the weekend only 2 days? And I said, I know. And he said, why did the earth decide to do that?
Oh, I love it. How old is your son now?
He's five. He's five. Okay. So it just, like, yeah.
5-year-olds have a lot of wisdom, don't they?
It's true. I don't know, unfortunately. But anyway, let's get into the question today. Honestly, okay. I think this is going to be a good episode.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Here we go. So I'll read the question. This, by the way, is from our YouTube channel, which is a great way to consume our show. If you want to see our faces, you want to see our expressions. If you are more of a visual learner and you are able to go on YouTube, go to YouTube, type in All Ears English, hit subscribe. Here we go.
Yeah.
Our listener here says, hi, I'm wondering if you can make a podcast about the synonyms of honestly. And if I use this word repeatedly, like twice or three times, would it affect my score? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love you. Wow. We love you too. We love our listeners. Too. Yeah. And yes. I think our listener here is asking about IELTS score. Yeah.
Right.
Very interesting.
So
yeah.
I still wanted to steal this question for All Ears English, but I do think that Lindsay and I can give you some tips about, you know, how often you use it. So wanted to snatch it up though.
Mm-hmm. We're going to say yeah. So we will talk about this not so much in the context of IELTS, but just in general conversation. But if you are taking IELTS, go over and find the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. All right.
Love it. All right. So great question. Lindsay, when do we use honestly? We're going to talk about two of the main ways today, because of course it's used all the time in different contexts. So we're going to talk about two main ones today. So Lindsay, what's the first one?
Okay. Number one is when we are telling the truth. We're being sincere. For example, I mean it honestly, right? Mm-hmm. He honestly just wants the best for his family. So you're just coming clean. Like you're being straight with someone, right? You're saying, you're telling the truth. Okay.
Right. And again, it's interesting because this word in this kind of a way, it could just be taken out. But what do you think it does? When I said, do you like olives honestly, or saying he honestly just wants, what do you think it does?
Well, I think probably the olives question belongs more in bucket two, which we're going to talk about in a minute. I feel like it does, to share an opinion. But in terms of, he honestly just wants the best for his family. This is used to emphasize, especially that someone has good intentions.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, for example, right now I'm helping clean out my aunt's house in California and some people are, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Honestly, I just want to sell this house, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something I would totally say, and I don't want to be involved in any drama. I just want to move on.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Yes. And we are wishing for that for you, Lindsay.
Yes, for sure. So that's it. That's number one. That's bucket one. It's being sincere. It's giving a little bit of oomph to your answer. It's kind of giving a little proof to why you're saying something. Do you agree?
Right. Yeah. Definitely. And the second way is really more about sharing an opinion. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's used a lot if you're annoyed. For example, honestly, I think we should just forget about the train ticket. It's too expensive. Let's just take the bus. Maybe not necessarily annoyed, but almost like the hard truth. Right?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Honestly, this is just too, this is out of our budget, honestly. But I mean, for the olives one.
What do you think, Michelle?
I feel like you can tag this onto the, for me, the olives example, it's almost saying, I can't understand how anybody would like olives. So I'm saying, do you like olives? Honestly, basically you can't really like olives. So I'm saying, really tell me the real truth.
Oh, interesting. I thought of it exactly the opposite way, that if, I ask you if you like olives, that most people like olives. I think most people like, but your opinion is a little different. And so honestly, I don't. That's the way I think of it. So maybe we'll have to revisit that part to see, right? Like everyone loves Harry Potter, but honestly, I really didn't think it was that great.
Right. So this kind of opens up a third way, is to share maybe an unexpected or maybe unpopular opinion, uncommon opinion.
I think that's safe to say. I think that's safe to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's basically about really showing someone's genuine about something or sharing an opinion. And that's what I think this is mostly used for. So, but let's go into some examples or conversation questions. Lindsay, do you honestly think we will move to another planet one day?
Honestly, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And this is interesting how you put it here in a different, a different part of the sentence. Do you honestly think, right, as an adverb? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, and this kind of depends on intonation here, because it could have two different meanings. So in the first one, if I say, Lindsay, do you honestly think we'll move to another planet? I'm more really asking for your opinion. But if I say it like this, Lindsay, do you honestly think we'll move to another planet?
Right. You are showing skepticism in your voice there. It's very blatant. Right.
Right. And and I might even, maybe you've expressed that you feel that this could happen before. It almost sounds like I'm a little bit critical of your opinions. I don't think you're being that smart.
Right.
Do you honestly think,
Yeah. Or this would be something you could say to someone who believes in conspiracy theories, which are rampant right now.
Yes.
All these rampant conspiracy theory. What's an example of one? I don't even want to repeat them on the show.
Yeah, I don't either. But
Do you honestly believe that XYZ, whatever you read in who knows what publication, do you honestly believe that?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's another example?
Okay. So a little different. So I honestly think I'm ready for another episode after this. Now, what are we saying here? This is different.
This is more bucket one. This is just truthfully. I mean, again, if I just said, I think I'm ready for another episode after this, that's fine too. But honestly adds a little something that it's really your opinion. Truthfully, this is really how you feel.
I think there's something comforting in this for the speaker in telling the truth, right? Yeah. There's something very good. Look, this is how it is for me, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put it all out there on the table, and honestly works well to do that for you, okay?
Right. Right.
Yes.
But let's say maybe I would say to you, honestly, let's just stop after this episode. I'm so tired.
Michelle, we just started recording. I mean, like 10 minutes ago.
No. Lindsay, I don't know. You know.
Yeah. So clearly it's a pretty diverse word that can do a few different things for us.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah, it definitely can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have anything else? So our listener here on YouTube asked if there are other things that could be used in the same way as honestly. What else could they be?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are tons of them. Tons.
Oh, cool,
really? I chose a few today. Well, one would be truthfully or truly. So truthfully, we need to get our act together.
Yes. Okay. This one I feel is a little less common for me, but it basically means the same thing. Right.
Yeah.
It can be used in the way to just come clean, speak from your heart, tell the truth. Yeah. Or frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's a fun one. Frankly.
This one's
very serious, very professional sounding. I feel like this one is only for very direct things. So for example, frankly, it's just another 5 minutes. You can wait.
Right. Yeah. To share an opinion again that might be controversial or where you have to say the truth and maybe it's going to be hard for the person to hear. Yeah. You're tired of talking around something. So you start to tell the truth. I agree, Michelle. Professional context. Really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is to be honest. So instead of honestly, we have to be honest. So you could say, it's really hard for me to get this done on time, to be honest.
To be honest. Yes. Mm-hmm. Love that. And then really. So this is probably the one basic that our listeners know the best and are most familiar with. It can also be genuine. Like, I really want to help you. I really want to make your life easier. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So you have a ton of different ways to say it, but let's talk about the IELTS question. Using this. What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, we know that if you are repeating the same words over and over, as far as I understand, again, if you really want like the deep IELTS expertise, go to IELTS Energy.
Yeah.
But what we know about IELTS is that if you're repeating the same words and over, it's not so much that you're marked down as that you are losing an opportunity to show your vocabulary. And vocabulary is part of your score. There are multiple parts of your score. It is calculated as part of your score. So you're missing an opportunity to show the diversity, your lexical range all the other things that you know mean the same thing. So yeah. Don't do it. Use some of these
mix it up.
Always mix it up. and you also obviously want to pay attention to which part of the speaking exam you're in. Yeah. We know that speaking part one is a lot more casual, questions about maybe your life, your daily routine. And then we get into telling a story in speaking part two and deeper societal systemic questions in part three. So that's where we could use the difference between really and frankly, for example. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So good stuff. So go over and check out IELTS and Energy if you want to know more, guys. But that is my basic gist on the IELTS vocab question. All right.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's do a role play. We shared a ton of them, so we'll use as many as we can. Okay. So in this role play, we are shopping.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Let's do it.
Do you like this dress?
I do.
Honestly?
Well, truthfully, I think it's a bit baggy.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, I agree. Thank you for telling me. Really?
So are you going to get it?
No. Honestly, this looks terrible.
Frankly, I think you're being too hard on yourself.
You're right. I'll get a different size. I do love the colors.
Nice. Yeah. So we're being very truthful here with each other. At first, not so truthful.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, right? I feel.
That's all right. As soon as the other person senses, now we're going to tell the truth, you both tell the truth. And how do you get to that place, right? Interesting.
Right. So, yeah, you said you do like the dress, and I'm sensing that you're not being truthful. So I just say, honestly.
Honestly? Right. So you're asking, are you telling me the truth by saying, honestly?
Yeah, right.
And then I say, well, truthfully, it's a bit baggy, right?
Yeah. Telling the truth. And then I said, I agree. Thank you for telling me. And then I said, really? So I could have just said, thank you for telling me.
Sure.
What do you think really does? Why did I add that?
You're emphasizing the thank you and you're saying, now we're really speaking the truth to each other. We're being upfront and honest. Right.
Right. I really appreciate you telling me the truth because I wouldn't want to
really
spend the money on something that doesn't look good. And it sounds like I know that it's not good either. I just needed to be validated.
Right. And then I said, so are you going to get it? And you said, no, honestly, this looks terrible. And that we're really telling the truth.
Yeah. Now, this is terrible. Okay. And then you said, frankly, I think you're being too hard on yourself. Now, in the conversation between two friends, I feel like this would be a little too the formal sounding. It's a little awkward sounding for this situation, but wanted to show how it's used.
Yeah, I think I would save frankly for the more, not so much the you're in a shop in the dressing room trying on things.
Yeah.
More serious arguments, self-disclosure in a serious context, things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what frankly works for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So
any takeaways, any final thoughts, Michelle, today?
Well, this is just really useful for so many things, expressing opinions, asking for opinions, maybe giving harsh realities, giving someone a little tough love. There's a lot that we could use this with. And as far as the IELTS question, we gave you other ways to say it. So sprinkle those in, continue to mix it up. But this is just a very useful word. And you see frequently it's kind of an add-on. Sometimes, you could do without it. You don't need it. But sometimes sometimes it just makes the thought sound a little more complete.
More complete, for sure. And then I would also say from a human connection perspective, which is why we're here on this show, it's why All Ears English exists, human connection. I think there's something really profound when we drop all the pretenses, right? We drop all the putting on a mask and saying, yeah, this is great, from both sides. And any words that we can have that facilitate that will build that connection faster. Don't you think, Michelle?
Yeah. Definitely.
This is what that does. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Love well, it. Honestly, I think we answered the question. So let's jump off the
honestly,
mic. But thank
you. Yeah.
Honestly. All right. Thank you so much to the listener for this question. Great one. This was fun. And have a good day.
All right, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.